Radio free readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The Voice of the American Redoubt broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. It is great to have all of you with us tonight. It is a beautiful night. Hope all of you weathered the lightning and thunderstorms that ripped through the American Redoubt in the last couple of days. Wow, what a magnificent display of God's glory, right? Pure, raw power. I loved it. Okay, we've got a couple of things that I wanted to mention. First of all, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt, and you can also join us on Twitter and follow us that way. And I will be adding a widget to the website so that you'll be able to do that easier. And so you won't miss any of the announcements, updates, or anything like that that's going on. Hopefully everybody's over their rally hangover by now. I know I am. And wow, the blessings just keep rolling in from folks who were there, people who had suggestions and ideas for improving it. And so anyway, the planning committee is already talking about next year. And so that's how you got to do these things, because next year is going to be so big. It's going to take that much planning. Now, tonight I had planned on covering a couple of things. One, media bias, especially as it relates to the reporting of some of the speakers, or a couple speakers in particular, from the rally. And I wanted to just talk about the media bias, and then I was going to talk about American Redoubt concepts. However, I'm going to hold off on the concepts part, because I'm going to be going into that next week, because I want to dedicate some time to go into deeper American Redoubt concepts. And I might add a couple or another line to that title, and that's American Redoubt concepts and goals. Some of the things that we hope to accomplish, and we are going to be calling for some help for those of you who feel the calling, certain areas where you have gifts, talents, or a passion where you can serve fellow patriots and the cause of strengthening the American Redoubt and help us reach our goals for the vision that we have in preserving Americanism. I want to thank you, those of you who have helped with your contributions to keep Radio Free Redoubt on the air and going and growing, because growing is critical. There are many objectives that we have that almost all of them take money, and it's unfortunate, but We always try to take the least expensive route when it comes to some type of a project, you know, whether it's internet based or sound equipment, you know, without compromising quality. We always want to try to grow and add to the value of Radio Free Redoubt as we promote the American Redoubt movement. So anyway, we'll be talking about how you can do that. Of course, there's a couple of ways you can support Radio Free Redoubt. One is a simple PayPal tool that we have. Some of you folks, for OPSEC reasons, don't feel comfortable with that, or because of some of PayPal's link to eBay, their anti-firearm policy, and so on. Very understandable. We also have a drop mail account that you can mail, and you can click on the tab up at the top of the site that says donate, and that will help you be able to get snail mail, drop mail, that you can also make contributions at as well. All right. As I mentioned, there's a couple of speakers that got some press coverage who spoke at the rally last 2 weeks ago now. And I wanted to talk about that and the media bias. Matt Shea, representative of in Washington in the Spokane Valley area, the district. I can't remember what district number that is. He spends a lot of time over in Olympia fighting for liberty and trying to fend off the liberal sharks that swim in Olympia, who pass policies that affect the conservative side of the mountains, of the Cascades. And that would be, you know, probably the 2/3 of Washington that are on the east side of the mountains that is generally rural, and even the areas that aren't quite rural that are more built up, still very conservative. And so he's one of many representatives who are fighting for our conservative Judeo-Christian values and our heritage. He, of course, has been under attack ever since he took office, and from his first term, and then he got reelected in his second term. Boy, are they vicious. The other one is Chuck Baldwin over from Kalispell, from Chuck Baldwin Live, Chuck Baldwin Ministries, and from Liberty Fellowship Church over in Kalispell. And so anyway, I want to talk about some of the media exposure. There will be a meeting over in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, this coming Thursday. And this coming Thursday is the 15th. And that will be at 6:30 p.m. in Coeur d'Alene at the public library. And apparently Matt Shea and Stuart Rhodes and Brandon Smith are going to be there, if everything goes as planned, to discuss the left-leaning media bias coverage of the rally, and then just how that ties into the Patriot movement in general. And we're also looking for some tactics and procedures that we can use to counter some of that media. First of all, best thing you can do is not invite the media when you have an event, because even though some people think, well, at least we'll be able to get our side of the story out, they are not going to, it's not going to be what you envisioned. Media equals bad when it comes to conservative values. There's a war, there's a battle for minds, there is a spiritual battle, and everything that we stand for, the world is against and becoming increasingly hostile toward. We're going to talk about that. And some of that you'll hear about when we cover the news and commentary. So let's go ahead and do that now. News and commentary is brought to you this week by Revolutionary Realty, helping patriots and preppers relocate to properties that fit their needs. From a prepper, Chris Walsh over at Revolutionary Realty, who is a prepper himself and has an eye for properties with tactical advantage, with logistical advantages, water, food, all of those things in mind. And he is helping people relocate to the American Redoubt, specifically in the Panhandle area of North Idaho. So look them up, give them a call. And if you are trying to relocate to the American Redoubt, he can definitely help you get it done. All right, you guys remember the New York paper that published a map of all the gun owners over in New York? He got canned. MichelleMalkin.com reported that his little plan backfired. In December of last year, a suburban New York newspaper, the Journal News, caused quite a stir after publishing an interactive map that showed the names and addresses of every person in two counties with handgun permits. Well, in reaction to backlash to the paper's publication to the names and addresses of people permitted to keep handguns at their homes for personal protection, the newspaper hired armed security guards. Hypocrites. So did they do the right thing by canning these guys? Because they got rid of not only that editor, but 17 other journalists working at Journal News. But how long has it been? I mean, it's been, let's see, that was December. So we're looking at, 9 months? A little over 9 months before the newspaper finally fired him. So they didn't fire them for publishing that list of gun owners. They fired them because of the backlash for what they did. So they were going to just let him get away with it. If they really cared about these journalists and this editor doing something that was wrong, then they would have canned him a long time ago. But it was because, well, they want to be able to show the world, look, we did something about it. Please stop boycotting us. Please advertise with us again. They're hypocrites. I hope they just go down. Obama administration using housing departments to compel diversity. Wow, let's read more. Obama administration using housing department, HUD, in effort to diversify neighborhoods in a move that some claim is tantamount to social engineering. Well, it is social engineering. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is imposing a new rule that would allow the feds to track diversity in America's neighborhoods and then push policies to change those that it deems discriminatory. So, social engineering, relocating of the impoverished. Well, actually, they're going to make sure that, there's a substantial amount of minorities in every neighborhood. And so I don't know if they asked the minorities how they felt about that. They have the freedom in America to move anywhere they want, and they choose to live where they live. So, unfortunately, in too many of our hardest hit communities, no matter how hard a child or her parents work, the life chances that child, even her lifespan, is determined by the zip code she grows up in. This is simply wrong. And that was the HUD secretary, Sean Donovan. That plan was revealed at an NAACP convention. And we'll have to track that and kind of see how that goes. More shifting and moving of Americans, which falls right in line with Agenda 21, which is the relocation of citizens, and preferably to get them into more urbanized areas. And so this could be a good way to shift populations around, which has been done before by other oppressive regimes. I'm not saying everybody in our government is oppressive, but there are people who are oppressive and have tyrannous goals in mind that happen to be in our government. And so we should oppose them at every turn, every chance that we get. California. Californians need another reason to move from the People's Republic. Here's another one. A spate of gun control bills could put California in the lead when it comes to restricting firearms. According to the San Jose Mercury News, the gun control bills, which include proposals to ban a wide range of semi-automatic rifles and strict new regulations on ammunition, could reignite the national debate that erupted after a gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults at Newtown, Connecticut Elementary School last year. Well, the national debate that erupted was in response to Obama's attempted gun grab, which blew up in his face. Their idea is that if Congress in Washington, D.C. sees movement at the state level, then they'll jump on board. And so they're trying to inspire those in Washington, D.C. to follow California's lead. Of course, we saw the backpedaling that took place, when that was attempted in Washington, D.C. That's something that the Americans said, no, it's not happening here. On Tuesday, the San Jose Mercury News reports a state assembly committee will hear bills that would ban all semi-automatic rifles with detachable magazines. They would make it a crime to leave a gun unlocked when a person's not at home. See, now, the unintended consequences of things like this, they're going to make it a crime to leave a gun unlocked when a person's not at home. Now, they want to keep illegal guns off the street, and most guns on the street that are illegal are stolen. Or the ones that are used in crime. Many of them are stolen. So now you run down to the store, you come back, and in the last 20 minutes that you were gone, somebody hit your home and they reached under your bed or in your wherever you keep a handgun, and it's gone. You going to report it now? Nope. No, because you will be a, well, I don't know if this is going to be a felony, if this is going to be a gross misdemeanor. I'm not real familiar with California laws, but I'll bet reported gun thefts plummet. So then they will have no idea, except for when your gun's used in a crime and then they recapture it, then they'll nail you to the wall. Anyway, they want to require people who own high-capacity magazines, I'm not sure what that is, to get rid of them. Oh, of course they will. The bills have already been passed by the state Senate, the paper reports. Oh, redoubting sounds good. Right out of the People's Democratic Republic of California, with a K. You guys hear about that deal with the 77-year-old Marine who was living in an apartment complex in Castle Rock, Colorado. It's right between Colorado Springs and Denver on the I-25 corridor. Well, a new management company took over and said, no guns. If you got guns, either they go or you do. And so this is what this guy was up against. Well, everything came to a screeching halt. That got a lot of national attention and people pushed back. Apparently, it was a new management company, not the property owners, trying to enforce some new rules on old tenants, and it didn't fly. So basically, that got stopped right in its tracks. So that is a no-go. If you guys were worried or concerned or curious about updates to that story, well, he gets to stay home and keep his guns. So the management company had to eat some crow on that one. Oh, we haven't had one of these for a while. A propaganda alert. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, said on Friday that it's obvious that some Republicans are continuing to do everything they can to ensure President Barack Hussein Obama's legislative priorities fail. He said he hopes the GOP opposition isn't based on the president's race. On issues like tweaking Obamacare during its implementation and passing the president's priorities, Reid said on Nevada's NPR affiliate, NPR, there we go, that he's still seeing the same Republican obstructionism that he saw in the run-up to the 2012 presidential election. And he says, I hope that's based on substance and not the fact that he's an African-American. Well, Reid, man, you are a sick, manipulative, twisted, left communist. I'll just stop right there. Communist, period. What a jerk. So anyway, he tries throwing the race out there. And then a senator, Tim Scott, he called on Reid to apologize for his comment. Now, Scott's the only African-American in the Senate. He said the Democrat leader was playing to the lowest common denominator and that Democrats are trying to hide behind a smokescreen and avoid talking about the president's failed policies. Well, that's exactly what they are doing, is they are opposing him on his policies, his failed policies. I hope he does fail because he has a communist agenda. It has nothing to do with the color of his skin. Anyway, that is just pure talking about, what's the word for that? Trying to draw people in. And what it does is it puts you on the defensive. Nobody says anything about race. They just say, hey, we're opposed to Obamacare because it's socialist and we are opposed to socialism. So this obstructionism that he calls it is really the Republicans doing what we paid them to do when we hired them to go back to Washington, D.C. to fight these left-wing agendas. And when they do, they're obstructionists and probably just doing it because of race. Well, man, oh, I got to control my tongue. This kind of stuff just makes me so mad. Oh, and if you're not sure about whether or not this guy is pushing, okay, I called him a communist. You call him a communist, but you don't offer any proof. You just sling labels out there. Well, how about this one? Let his actions speak. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat, Nevada, said Barack Hussein, Obama's landmark health care law is a step toward an eventual all-out single-payer system. Well, who's the single payer? Well, the government pays for health care costs instead of private insurers. Reed said he thinks the country, that's socialism. Actually, that's communism, where the government controls an industry and owns the industry. You get this? Okay, here Reed says that he thinks the country has to work our way past insurance-based healthcare during a Friday night appearance on Vegas PBS. There we are, PBS. Nevada Week in Review. What we've done with Obamacare is have a step in the right direction, but we're far from having something that's going to work forever. Yeah, because, you know, we know that communism would work forever if we would just give it a chance. Right, Reed? When then asked by a panelist whether he meant ultimately the country would have to have a healthcare system that abandoned insurance as the means of accessing it, Reed said, yes, yes, absolutely yes. That's a quote. That's communism, my friends, and that's what the leadership from Washington, D.C., is trying to ram down our throats. And when we say we don't want communism, they say you're an obstructionist. Isn't that something? Pretty arrogant, these people. It's like the other one from, and this ran of a few weeks back, actually, a couple weeks back. And that's where Nancy Pelosi called on the legislature to follow the Constitution and restrict firearms ownership. She called for an increase in gun registrations, gun control measures, and even used the words support the Constitution, uphold and protect the Constitution, and pass stricter gun control measures. That's how twisted these people are. Well, let's move on to something else. Our nation's under attack. Our values are under attack. Another business is facing retribution for declining services to a same-sex couple. Oddguards, the Betty and Dick Oddguard, owners of Gort's House Gallery in Grimes, Iowa, are catching the ire of homosexual, doggone, I hate when they do this, gay, right? It's not gay. Gay means happy. So they've perverted our language. Homosexual rights advocates, after they declined offering their venue to Lee Stafford and his fiance, Jared. Man. Anyway, these owners, who are Christians, are receiving vicious and threatening emails and phone calls. They fear that their business could shut down because of the fierce reaction. Well, folks, they are concerned about that. They're talking about losing a lot of money. But remember, when you do what's right, it's not always easy. And I would concentrate more on storing up treasures in heaven by trying to do God's will. But they are still under attack. One angry email said the family is finished and doomed. That's a quote. He says, this writer, I don't know if it's a he or a she, says, you are mean, rude, selfish, mother effers, racists, sons of from hell. It reads with the writer later adding, F you, F your God, F your religion. Now this person starts off by saying, you're mean, rude, selfish. Isn't that amazing? This is what we're up against in our country. These are becoming more and more common, these stories. Look at the hostility. When somebody says, I have religious convictions that don't allow me to go along with this. Another one wrote, Betty, you're very old and almost dead. How do you both feel knowing that America and the world will be a better place without you? Wow. So anyway, folks from Iowa looking for a place to go, the American Redoubt might be an option for you. Pray about it. A little closer to, or actually news from within the American Redoubt, we got a AMRON operator who works within the Emergency Operations Communications program for as a volunteer to help his community. And he was in a briefing where the fire chiefs put out a brief saying to anticipate Firestorm 3 sometime this summer / fall. And so anyway, hopefully you will have your firefighting apparatuses and plans and evacuation plans and everything that you're doing, your mitigation steps that you're taking to protect your property and your homes from Firestorm, which they are anticipating. There's increasing talk about that. The IdahoReporter.com reports that supporters of state insurance exchanges say they have no need for the coverage. So it's good enough for you and me, but they're exempt. Representative Doug Hansey, he's a Republican from Rexburg, says he won't be purchasing insurance from the state insurance exchange. Of course, you and I have to, otherwise we'll be penalized, because he's already covered on the state plan offered to legislators. He's got this, okay, the Obama's Affordable Care Act, which is not anything having to do with care, caring for you. It's not affordable, but that's what they call it. Anyway, they're setting up insurance exchanges in compliance with the law, and Internal Revenue Service is gearing up to enforce the law. The IRS is going to be the enforcers of this. But in Idaho, many of the individuals and organizations that supported the formation of the Obamacare agenda or its related state insurance exchanges indicated in a survey that they will not be participating in the state exchange. You know what? If it's good enough for us, then it's good enough for them. I hope to get a small task force together for all the states in the American Redoubt to identify the individuals in the legislatures who have voted for these healthcare exchanges. Because just like we talked about with Jeremy, the lawyer, a couple weeks ago, these people are, Idaho was descended upon by the pharmaceutical companies, medical companies, and these big insurance companies that are kind of forming these conglomerates, and they're lobbying. What they're trying to do is they're lobbying individual states, and they're arm twisting. And also they're holding highway funds over their head if they don't adopt this exchange. And now this is in response to the 10th Amendment argument that the federal government can't make us adopt any kind of federal mandate that the Constitution doesn't authorize them to do. So to head the 10th Amendment argument off at the pass to claim state sovereignty, that we don't have to comply to this, then they're threatening various different states with withholding funding, and primarily highway funding. So this is just a sick battle that many of these smaller states are in the middle of right now. So we want to compile a list of those who bent over to push their states into these insurance exchanges in response to this Obamacare instead of putting their foot down. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, I want to read a couple of different press coverages that were related to speeches given at the rally. The first one, of course, is Matt Shea, and then the second one is Chuck Baldwin. And it's not so much the story, it's the people's responses. When you read the comments sections at the bottom of some of these articles, that's when you really get a kind of the pulse on the mentality of the American people. Things are coming to a head socially in this country. If there's an economic collapse, if and when, there will also follow with it a societal collapse. And so we see the hostility rising toward people with conservative values. And we're going to take a look at that when we get back. Embrace yourselves. And also, this week at this at this meeting in Coeur d'Alene to speak with Stuart Rhodes, Matt Shea, and Brandon Smith. We're going to get some strategies for countering this media bias and what the average folks like you and me and organizers of events like the rally and some of the speakers themselves can do about this to try to mitigate some of the damage the press is trying to do. And the biggest thing is stay focused, stay on task, folks. If you're taking a lot of heat, that means you're doing something right. Okay, this is the Voice of the American Readout, and we will be back in a moment. Stay right there.
Fellow patriots and preppers, get ready. $21.3 trillion in debt is headed our way. This week on Eye on the Economy, we're going to be discussing the illegal immigration legislation that's soon going to be coming up, as well as China firing the first shots in the currency war. This is Fox 519 bringing you the hard-hitting financial news from Radio Free Readout, and this is Eye on the Economy. Welcome back. Fellow patriots and preppers, before I proceed down the path, I want to make perfectly clear that I welcome folks to immigrate to the United States legally, and I want them to follow legal paths. What we're about to experience here in America is a change in the immigration policy, which is going to bring some 30 million people onto the books. There's some very interesting articles today that have been posted over at investmentwatch.com to discuss 19 very disturbing facts about illegal immigration that everyone should know. You can head over to investmentwatchblog.com to go read the article yourself, but I think there's some big factors to be pointed off of this. Obviously, being someone from the finance industry, one of the main things I noticed right away is that $6.3 trillion over the next 50 years is going to be spent to bring these illegal immigrants into America, to put them on social entitlement programs, to put them on free medical care. It's going to be really, really bad. You know, we're butting up in September against what we know to be a very, very, very nasty debt situation. And if the bond market and everything else plays out the way I think it's going to, this is going to be incredibly, incredibly bad. Another thing, too, is that we can't bring 30 billion people into America and not understand that there's going to be some sort of logistical nightmare with managing those. And it's already been known already that the Department of Homeland Security has tracked a million of those people, but yet has lost track of those million people. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think a factor we can look at down in the People's Republic of California is even there, they've spent over $600 million for welfare on children of illegal immigrants. Do I think kids deserve a good meal? Yes. Do I just think they deserve health care? Absolutely. There has to be a better way to do this. Unfortunately, in California, socialism rules. Everybody's equal. We know what that leads to. What I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is pick up the phone. I want you to call your senators. I want you to call your representatives. You've got to get the word out that what they're about to do is going to bring incredible damage to this country. I may sound like I'm ranting right now, but you know what? We have to for this cause. This is going to cost us too much, and it's going to race us towards something that we know is coming. It's just going to bring it a whole heck of a lot faster. All right, I'll back off of that subject for a few minutes. I want you guys to let that soak in. It's important. So on to our next story, and this is the big one that I really feel that we need to pay attention to and set up. Fellow readouters, this next story I'm about to bring you is, to me, one of the most impactful financial stories that of the last 6 months of anything I've seen. This is the title that brings fear to me. This is the title that I look at, and it just gives me shivers to read it. Here it is from theexaminer.com. China offers next step and removing dollar from reserve currency status. Let me tell you exactly what happened. On August 5th, the People's Bank of China published an article in the leading Chinese market journal suggesting that we bring on a new Bretton Woods agreement to the world. Yao Yudong, who is he's the monetary policy head of the Monetary Policy Committee for the People's Bank of China, has called for the new Bretton Woods system, which means China wants to bring back a gold-based currency. We know China is the number one importer of gold in the world. We know that Russia is number two. We know that China has been teaming up with Switzerland, with Australia, with New Zealand, with all the BRIC nations to beginning everyone using the yuan as the reserve currency of the world. This is the first shot in the currency war, ladies and gentlemen. This is the thing that everyone should be sitting up and paying attention to, but they are not. This got ignored. This got put on the back page of every single business trade journal in America. This is the thing they do not want you to know. This is the thing that we all need to sit up and go, whoa. Yes, It's a headline, yes. It's alternative media, but hey, that's what we're here to report. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, that if you haven't been paying attention and getting yourself hedged to a position that your finances are independent of the market, because if China goes ahead with this and they're able to get a new Bretton Woods agreement, the dollar is dead. Dead. It means there will be nothing left. The Chinese government will be able to have the world with a gold-backed currency. Everybody is going to trade in their own currencies at a gold standard, which gives America zero leverage in the world. Absolutely zero. Yes, these two headlines I brought you today are very, very serious headlines. I don't normally take this tone with these broadcasts, but I think it's something that, for the listeners of Radio Free Readout, for John Jacob and myself, these are things we have to bring you. Sometimes they're happy, and sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're not. This one in particular, this scares the pants off me. When I read this headline, like I said, I got shivers. I want you guys to think really, really hard this week. Am I ready for a dollar collapse? Am I ready tomorrow that if all of a sudden a loaf of bread costs $15 where it cost $1.47 at Winco the other day, am I ready for that point? Do I have enough wheat? Do I have enough meat in the freezer? Am I hunting rounds ready to go for the fall? You have to be ready. Heavy stuff I brought you this week, but hey, you know what? We're all going to get through this together. That's what the readout's truly all about. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to John Jacob here. Thanks again, folks. Once again, this is Fox 519 for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout. Signing off. God bless.
Gone anywhere. This is still the Voice of the American Readout, and we're still broadcasting right now over the internet live. If you are tuned in on Sunday evening, and if you're not, of course, you can go to the Podbean player and download this or any of our archived podcasts from the past and listen to all of them. Get caught up and find out what our vision is and where we're going. I'm going to help define some of that, the concepts of the American Redoubt and some of our goals and our visions for that that end, to meet that objective of building and strengthening the American Redoubt, why we're doing it and how we plan on going about doing it, and then what our end objectives are. Okay, our sponsor this segment is Caty Armor. It's C-A-T-I. It looks like it'd be Caddy, but it's pronounced Caty. Caty Armor. Caty Armor is a they are a manufacturer of AR-500 level 4 body armor. And Caty Armor right now is working on their website, is almost up and running, but right now we have a link that takes you to their eBay store. Now, this Michigan-based personal body armor company is redoubting. They are right now in the middle of assessing the right community for them, and they are going to relocate and join the other 130-plus firearms-related and tactical-related companies that are in Idaho. Montana's got several, so does Wyoming. Washington does too, but strangely enough, most of their manufacturing is over in occupied territory on the west side of the mountains. But here's the deal, guys. Coming up, I'm going to go into the details of this next week. Caty Armor donated a full plate carrier rig. This is a full tactical vest plate carrier system with MOLLE attachments to it. And it has the curved plate, the AR-500 level 3 body armor on the front. It's got the flat one on the back, and it's got two side plates as well. Also with this comes the test plate where you can see 7.62 by 39, 5.56, 308, or, you know, the 308 NATO, and it stopped it all. And so anyway, I'm going to have pictures and everything like that up. But we are raffling this off. The raffle will be in December. So somebody's going to get an awesome Christmas present. Its retail value is over $500 for the entire system, which includes a dump pouch, the kangaroo molly, the magazine pouches on the front. This is a full system, and we're going to have photos of that for you. And those tickets are going to be $5, but there will be a discount for multiple ticket purchases. And so, if you want to help support Radio Free Redoubt, then get involved in this, and you have a chance to get something out of it as well. So make a great Christmas present. Somebody is going to have a brand new set of body armor, AR-500 level 4 body armor by Christmas. So anyway, a lot more details on that, or full details on that, are coming next week in episode 13-20. Okay, let's talk about these articles and the media bias. There is, of course, no shortage of media bias slanting strongly to the left. And this coming from organizations, news outlets, journalism that even traditionally has been somewhat objective and even center line. For example, I've gotten quite a few articles sent to me from the Coeur d'Alene Press from listeners and redoubters. And up until recently, the Coeur d'Alene Press, just one example, has always been pretty much middle of the road. In fact, they used to get a lot of heat for being so conservative because they wouldn't run a strong slant left story, or, you know, a left-leaning slant to their stories. Well, since then, I don't know if they got a new editor over there or what, but their articles have been increasingly pushing hard to the left, especially with the pro-homosexual agenda. And so, anyway, this one comes from, Alabama. I don't know how this got listed there, but let me read the article to you. Legislator to Tea Party. Get your guns ready for economic collapse. Washington State Legislator Representative Matt Shea, Republican, says preparation is crucial to get ready for what he calls the inevitable collapse of the economy. The Self-Reliance Rally event at an Idaho state park had several speakers encouraging attendees to prepare by gathering arms and ammunition and considering forming militias. All right. You see where this is going already, right? There were a lot of weapons openly being carried. There were speakers that said to prepare by gathering arms, but that's not all they said. He also said you should have a year's worth of food stored up. You should be self-sufficient so that you can take care of your own medical needs if you need. So arms and ammunition, and considering forming militias, what they're trying to do is paint this in a militant light. But, of course, they forget the part that the government is also preparing by gathering arms and ammunition and considering forming, special domestic response units like NORTHCOM is, and paving the way with NDAA, where you can detain Americans with no charges, and you can whisk them away. If they're deemed to be a terror threat. And of course, they're redefining terror threat as being anybody who homeschools or talks about the Constitution or returning veterans, all this kind of stuff. Considering forming militias, oh my gosh, that's not constitutional. Oh, wait, it is constitutional. Okay. When it happens, we need to look at this as an opportunity, not a crisis, Shea said. Whose job is liberty? That's our job. Okay, so this is supposed to be a damning statement. But when this collapse happens, we need to look at this as an opportunity, not a crisis. Well, they're quoting him as if this is a bad thing, but you know what? Matt Shea is dead on right. When the collapse happens, it comes down economically, socially, and possibly even politically. This is an opportunity because our country has been stolen away from us. It's our chance to wipe the slate clean and restore it. Because right now, unless something major happens, people are not going to change. Well, if they keep changing, but they keep changing toward communism. So this is an opportunity when things collapse to rebuild. And Shea is right. And whose job is liberty? That is our job. That's what the founding fathers told us. Well, Shea told the crowd to stock up on ammunition, stay in shape, practice shooting, learn self-defense and special tactics. Yes, he did say those things. And we should be doing those things. But that's not all he said we should be doing. He related a story from when he was in the military where a superior officer told him that be prepared at any given moment to give up your job to do what is right. Oh, that's horrible advice right there. Among his beliefs are that Obama is forming concentration camps and that the government was involved in both the Oklahoma City bombings and the 911 terrorist attacks, according to the SPLC Center. Oh, okay. So now we know everything that Matt stands for in its proper context based on information given to an organization that hates America, the SPLC Center. These are propagandists that are training our agents, that people who homeschool, people who have private Bible studies, returning veterans, people who vote for third-party candidates are potential homeland security threats. Patriots. This organization is now going to define what a patriot stands for. And they're going to sum it all up in one sentence. Well, it's propaganda. So it's no wonder that people would have extreme reactions. Well, what are some of these extreme reactions? Well, let's look at some of the comments left by readers. Here's one who calls himself the Last Rebel. Okay, good old Southern boy from Alabama, the Last Rebel, right? Well, they even have people identifying themselves as rebels from the South, looking at this and going, I cannot believe I am just seeing this story about a whacked out tea nut. Here's another one. Wow, what a whack job. Advocating the over... So remember, when you stand for what's right in a country that's wrong, this is what you can expect. So when you got left-leaning Obama supporters, which many of these are based on their statements, if they're coming against you, that means you're doing something right. You stay focused on the mission by informing people, encouraging people, inspiring people, putting your foot down and knowing that you're going to stand for Americanism no matter what the cost. Look what they did to Noah when he, God directly came to Noah and said, build an ark, prepare. They laughed and pointed, they scorned, they scoffed. He was a nut job. He was a wacko, right? Here's one. Advocating the overthrow of the federal government, no matter which party is in power, is treason by its definition. This man should be called before the court. Really? Did he ever say overthrow the federal government? No. He said exactly what the founding fathers said. When the federal government becomes oppressive, we the people need to hold them accountable, not overthrow them. Hold them accountable and throw them out of office. And here's the thing. With this collapse coming, there's no need to overthrow anything. It's collapsing. If someone had the foresight to see how the Roman Empire would fall, and they said, hey, when the Roman Empire falls, let's have a plan to quickly step into the gap, into the vacuum. Let's build something that reflects our values because we've gotten away from it. And let's start planning for that now. Since we see the writing on the wall, we see what's coming. Let's plan for rebuilding afterward. And then everyone points to him and says, oh, you're planning to overthrow the government. No. America is slipping into the history books. That's a fact. Deal with it. Now, when that happens, he's right. This is an opportunity. It's not treason. Gee, mini Christmas. This man should be called before the court. What, for telling people to prepare to become self-sufficient? To be prepared to defend themselves? To be prepared to establish something that reflects our values in case it all collapses? I mean, if you don't think it's going to collapse, fine. Go to the movies. Hang out. Watch Dances with the Stars or, you know, whatever you want to watch. Seinfeld. Whatever. Stop paying attention. Oh, here we go. Let's see here. Instead of only arming themselves, shouldn't they be learning some community-sustaining skills? Like agriculture, irrigation, basic mechanical engineering seem far more practical. Unless, of course, your goal is to be a marauding band of raiders who plan to take from others, then guns and fitness are all a bandit needs. This was in response to Shay's statement that, you know, you should arm yourself and get in shape. So you have a here's the thing. The left, the people who are destroying America, are the ones who don't plan to take from others. They are taking from others and distributing it and taking it from themselves. And of course, exempting themselves for what they're requiring of us while we fund it. And they call proponents of self-sufficiency future bandits and raiders who plan to. So they already know what we're planning, right? To take from others. That's not the case at all. We plan to give to others because that's what the Lord calls us to do. When people are in need, to help each other, but to also be prepared to protect your family and your community from others who do plan to take by force. If you are truly a friend, you will get some mental help. If he said what is reported in the article, he is one very sick individual. Anyway, and we haven't locked up this nut job yet. I call traitors like Shay nutbags indeed. So here we are. We've got people who are supporters of a left-wing communist agenda, but they don't even recognize it for what it is. And for the people who stand up against it, who call things what they are and tell the truth, they come under fire from people like this. And then, of course, when things do collapse, they're going to be looking at people that are prepared and say, it's not fair that you have that. And they're going to become the very people they're accusing self-reliant patriots of being. That's something. But there were several posters on there who wrote support for Matt Shay and support for the concept of becoming self-sufficient and preparing for a government that is becoming increasingly tyrannous. One person wrote to the others, keep your heads in the sand if you want, but the future we were warned about is here now. Arm up. So what you have to do is the right thing, regardless of what other people are saying. That simple, straightforward. Matt Shay is on the right track. We've got his full speech in proper context, in full context, uncut and unedited, posted on the website. You can go there and listen to it for yourself. So what he said, he's right. I stand by him. You know why? Because he is the same person as our founding fathers. The same heart, the same convictions, the same values, the same concerns. And you know what? There were people that called the founding fathers lunatics because they wouldn't just become loyalists and go along with the crown. They were content. They didn't want their little world uprooted. They just wanted comfort at all costs. Well, I thank God for the founding fathers, and I thank God for what they did for us. And I thank God that there are men today like Matt Shay. And he's not the only one. There are a lot of Matt Shays out there. Not enough, in my opinion. But he's not alone. I'm with him. And so are you. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Chuck Baldwin, some of the press coverage that he got. This is Radio Free Redoubt. You stay right there. This isn't looking good at all, man. Out of control. This isn't out of control.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Redoubt. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
I've often heard atheists and so-called progressives argue that the founders weren't Christians and that this was never a Christian nation. They like to say that men like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were deists. Well, so what if they were deists? Being a deist simply means that God doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. But after seeing God's hand in the making of their newly won nation, they gave God full credit. In a letter to William Strahan in 1784, Benjamin Franklin said this, "My dear friend, do not imagine that I am vain enough to ascribe our success," he was speaking about the revolution, "to any superiority on their part. If it had not been for the justice of our cause and the consequent interposition of Providence in which we had faith, we must have been ruined. If I had ever before been an atheist, I should now have been convinced of the being and government of a deity." And Thomas Jefferson wrote this, "Of all the systems of morality, ancient or modern, which have come under my observation, none appears to me so pure as that of Jesus. I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus." Don't believe the lies of the revisionist historians. They'll deceive you every time if you don't know the truth. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We're headed into segment three. Wow. Ooh, I hit that button. Sorry about that. We're heading into segment three on Radio Free Redoubt. And I'm John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and my name is your name too, because most of you out there, 99.9999% of you listeners, are God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. So, like I said, my name is your name too. And so many of you are moving here. It's great to hear from you, and God bless you and your families as you make your final preparations to Redoubt, to strengthen the American Redoubt. We're going to talk about what that means next week a little bit more in depth with some of our goals, visions, and concepts of the American Redoubt. This segment is sponsored by AMP3. That's the Austere Medical. And the AMP3, what's the 3? The P3? AMP, A-M, Austere Medical, P-3. Well, that stands for Practical Preparedness Project. They sell medical and specialty gear for the prepared citizen. You can visit them at www.amp-3.net. They got a special going on right now, a college student discount that's... It is an AMP3 IFAC with a Molly carrying pouch, with contained in a Molly carrying pouch. The IFAC, of course, is the acronym for Individual First Aid Kit. Really nicely done, and you got a choice of red, black, or coyote brown. That's a Molly pouch, so you can attach it to your gear as well, your bug out bag. Now, they've got a sale going on for college students that are being sent off that you want to send them prepared. Putting their bug out bags together, getting your little rental unit with the bicycle, the kits, the first aid kit, weapons, food, shelter, communications gear, and all that kind of stuff off campus so that they can make it home with their bug out plan and things go down. Well, it wouldn't be complete without a good first aid kit. They have these on sale until September 8th, so just about another 3.5 weeks left. I got to look at the date. Anyway, September 8th, that sale is going to be going on until. They are also going to be at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. That's September 22nd, Sunday, at the Spokane Valley Fair and Expo Center, Spokane Fairgrounds. And they're also, Dave over there is putting on a class on advanced wound care and suturing, and what was the other one? Doggone it, I don't have it with me. But anyway, it's an awesome class, but they're limiting it to only 20 people. So register now. Wait, no. After the show, go register, okay? Finish waiting to the end of the show. And of course, you guys are, a lot of you know Dave. You feel like you already know him. He's a friend of yours because you've known him forever because you've been watching all of his YouTube videos for years. United States Navy Emergency Room Doctor has a YouTube channel called USN ER Doc, like U.S. Navy Emergency Room Doctor, USN ER Doc, that talks about how to put together kits, how to use different medical equipment. He does a lot of stuff on self-preparedness and self-sufficiency, ham radio, medical videos, and things like that. So go check them out. But AMP 3, Idaho Press. From the Idaho Press, survivalists raise issues in North Idaho. They love the word survivalists. Well, that's what this guy wrote. Idaho and Montana, said Chuck Baldwin, co-author of the book To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, are the tip of the spear of the freedom fight, because that is where you find lots of, quote, liberty-loving, constitutionally-oriented people. So they start off the article with a quote from Chuck's speech. Oh, one of my favorite quotes too. Except, actually, I liked his very first opening. To the listeners of Radio Free Readout, thank you so much for helping John bring me here because of your guys' contributions that covered the cost of that. That was pretty cool. Quite a few self-described conservatives would be nodding their heads to that. I know I was. This is the article's continuing. Quite a few self-described conservatives would be nodding their heads to that. Where they might stop nodding and start shaking their heads in Baldwin's half-hour discussion following that statement is a matter of serious consideration and could be a story of things to come in Idaho. What things? Tell us. Baldwin is a Montana minister, chaplain of the group called Oath Keepers, and he was a main speaker at last week's self-reliance rally. They got that in quotes for some reason. Sponsored by that organization, Oath Keepers, held at Farragut State Park in North Idaho, where we were broadcasting live, simulcasting. The event reasonably could be called a survivalist gathering. Okay, and it attracted a significant number of people, hundreds at least, or possibly several thousand. I like that number, several thousand. Actually, it was about 1,800, but I like several thousand, depending on whose numbers you accept. They are more than a tiny fringe, though, as measured by the elected officials present, including Idaho State Representative Vito Barbieri, Republican Hayden Lake, who was one of the speakers. Well, they forgot Steve Vick, Senator Steve Vick. He spoke too. Much of the weekend was basic survivalist fare. Talk of stocking up food and ammunition. They love keying in on ammunition and guns for the coming apocalypse. It's not an apocalypse. Apocalypse is an unveiling or a revealing. It's another one of their favorite words. For the upcoming apocalypse, self-defense, and such favorite topics as the long-discredited Agenda 21 conspiracy. And see the little undermining verbiage words that they use here? This is all to push the reader, an unknowing reader, to oppose anyone who's striving toward being self-sufficient and toward being a patriot. I'll read on. And there were the usual frequent preferences to patriots and supporters of the Constitution, both of which were meant to include, of course, only people who agree with the speaker's interpretations. That's not true. There's every speaker I agree with, even if I agree with most of what they say, I don't agree with everyone on everything. And you don't all agree with everything that I say, but you know what? We don't let that get in the way of the mission. We generally agree on the main things. We set the stuff aside that we don't agree on so we can get the mission done, just like the founding fathers did. just like the disciples did. Look at Paul and Barnabas. Man, they had it out. They had some differences. But you know what? They still had a task to do. And of course, they were called lunatics, and they had hostile crowds running them out of town, throwing rocks at them, trying to kill them. But when you're right, this is what you got to expect, right? Only people who agree with the speaker's interpretations. So we're narrow-minded now. Baldwin's speech, available on YouTube. Oh, go watch that. I got it embedded in a couple posts ago. Exemplified some of this, but it also featured a challenge aimed more at other stripes of conservative than liberals. It'll come as a shock to many of you, he said, that government is not God. Lots and lots of people maintain that it is, he said. Specifics, naturally, were lacking. You want specifics? Go to Chuck Baldwin Live's speech. See, so what this guy's doing, and he does this throughout the article, he says, Chuck Baldwin said this, but he didn't give specifics. Specifics, naturally, were lacking. That's because he knew his audience, dipstick, because the people he was talking to are initiated. They know the specifics. Why would he bore them? Because we know the examples where people are treating, or the government itself is trying to purport, that it is the almighty savior, that it will provide for all your needs, that you worship the state and not God. There are tons of examples out there for the initiated who know that people treat the government like it's God, and sometimes it acts like it's God. So for somebody to call it out like it is, anyway, that point in place, he then took aim at fellow pastors, a whole lot of whom, he argued, may be well-meaning, but they're congregations that government should be strictly obeyed no matter what. Again, no names were specified. Why would he? Why would he specifically call out different pastors? Anyway, he told the audience they need to find a patriot pastor who will tell you the truth. He helpfully pointed to an online list. Oh, I'm surprised he put that in there. There exists a list of Black Robe Regiment or Black Regiment pastors. It is a directory of pastors over at ChuckBaldwinLive.com who claim to be patriot pastors who stand by the same beliefs as the founding fathers and the pastors who were part of the founding fathers who fought for liberty, to fight tyranny, to resist oppression, so that we could have freedom and liberty in America, so America could be born. These people feel the same way. And there's a directory of them over there, and that's what Pastor Baldwin's talking about. All this sounded like a setup for the larger point. What we have in America today, instead of prophets and watchmen in the pulpits, we have CEOs over corporations. We have people that are looking at their churches as a corporation. They are dealing with their churches as if it's a corporation. And he's right. It's all about success, money, building popularity, image, and prestige. That is something that's crept into the American church. So you're going to make this guy look like a lunatic because he's calling something like it is? Because the churches in Korea, the churches in China, the churches in Uganda and Sudan and Kenya, they're looking at America and they're going, what are you doing? By and large, the church in America is just as materialistic. We don't look any different than the world in the church as a whole in America. We're trying to impress the world. Look at me, I'm cool too. They don't want to upset that. They don't want to create division. Okay. So who is he talking about here? The article goes on. Once again, no names were mentioned, but we can say this much. The survivalist offshoot of Northern Idaho conservatism is political in part, not just because politicians show up at the events, but because it infuses the politics. Yes, and it should. The survivalist, okay, let me change this word for him. The survivalist offshoot of Northern Idaho, this is the Patriot Movement. It's called the American Redoubt. The Patriot Movement of not just North Idaho, let's not limit it here, the American Redoubt, conservatism, is political in part not just because politicians show up at these events, but because it infuses the politics. That's our goal. just like the communists in Berkeley infuse their politics. When they have a left-leaning pro-communist Che Guevara t-shirt-wearing crowd show up at an event, they have elected officials showing up. And they make the crowds go wild because they talk about a far-left agenda, a communist agenda. They're speaking their constituents' language. And you know what? If they want it there, fine. Keep it there. But don't force it here. And don't freak out when you see a strongly conservative area have its elected officials who were elected by those people get up and want to speak. And are you blown away that they actually share the same views as the people who elected them? Politicians, senators, congressmen, state representatives who say, arm yourselves, prepare to defend yourselves, situate your family so that you can survive this coming collapse that's coming. They're just confounded. They're scratching their heads trying to figure out how politicians and influential people can actually get up and say these things. Well, this is just for the lunatics. And you have to ask, where will this take Idaho politics? Is it a dead end, or is it continuing its push to the extremes? So, going back to the Constitution, responsible spending, having sovereignty over our children and deciding what the state puts in their head, or to decide that the state won't put anything in their head because we're going to homeschool them, and we're going to train up our children in godly homes, we're continuing our push to the extremes. When we say, no, thank you, we don't want homosexual so-called marriage here, which there's no such thing, and we're continuing our push to the extremes? That's how you people, sick people, have twisted it. You've made what was mainstream extreme. You took what used to be extreme and you've made it mainstream. And we want our conservative values that this country lived on for 10 generations, and then you want to call us freaks? You're the freaks. And this is the American redoubt. You can sit there and scratch your head and try to figure out how in the world these politicians and this mentality, the American redoubt, conservatives, Americanism, could possibly influence the politics of this area. Oh my gosh. Let's start biting our nails and try to figure out what we're going to do about it. You're not going to do anything about it because you can't stop it. Just like a conservative Christian family can't stop the left agenda living in California or New Jersey or Massachusetts, there's a conservative agenda here that's purposeful. It's deliberate. It's orchestrated. It's calculated. And you can't stop it. The Oath Keepers page on which the Baldwin video is embedded contains this comment on the video. Excellent speech sermon, Pastor Baldwin. So refreshing to hear a pastor speak as a free man and a patriot. Thank you for your service. P.S. 58 Remingtons go very well with sermons. he writes on, which raises the question, what percentage of self-described Idaho conservatives and self-described constitutionalists would agree? I do. My hand's in the air. How about you? Anyway, this was written by Randy Stapulis. He's a former Idaho newspaper reporter. No kidding. He's a has-been from the Idaho Political Field Guide. Let's see. Gosh, amazing, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to take just a quick break. And when I come back, Three Magazine, formerly known as Militia Magazine, just came out with its latest article. I want you to go check it out. There's some amazing articles in there. Very insightful, and I strongly recommend it. But I'm going to talk about that in just a minute, right after the break, and then we're going to close things down, okay? Because I want to try to keep these, you know, I kind of went on to like 2.5-3 hour marathons with some of the shows over the last few weeks. And this is supposed to be a 1 hour podcast, but there's been just so much stuff to cover. I want to get back to that because it's so easy to settle in for an hour. You can set that time aside, but then all of a sudden it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and 3 hours. I know a lot of you guys listen to it on the go on your iPods. You download it and you listen to it during the week or in little bites and pieces and stuff. what we really want to try to get this back is, if at all, to get this under control, trying to make a 1 hour podcast. And we're going to go over a little bit tonight, okay? But I'm reorganizing things so that we can keep this at a 1 hour podcast. Then we'll just base it on feedback from you guys. Anyway, we'll just stay right there. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and we'll be back in a moment to talk about Free Magazine.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
We are eternally grateful to all our heroes, past and present, who have sworn to protect and defend our nation and our Constitution. Thank you for keeping your word. Thank you, Oath Keepers.
If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network. Listening to Radio Free Readout, the voice of the American Readout.
Okay, we're back with the final segment of Radio Free Readout on this 13-19 episode, and it is the 11th of August. And let's see here. Militia Magazine debuted last month with its very first issue, and it was excellent. They outdid themselves again this month. And there is just several articles in there. They changed it because not everybody is in the militia, but people are still training. They're doing tactical training together and things like that. So it seemed kind of limiting, and it really seemed like it was kind of narrowly targeting an audience because the three represents, you know, the 3%, the people who actually fought for liberty. In the Revolutionary War, the War for Independence, rather. And it was only 3% of the people who actually did something and contributed directly to that independence. So anyway, in the spirit of that, this is called Three Magazine, like Roman numeral three. And there's an article in there about ham radio. Within militia groups, the subject of ham radio often comes up. Ham radio can provide a vital function in an active militia. This is true. And not just a militia, but any kind of organization. Ham radio, we're running regularly scheduled nets on the first and third Wednesday and Thursday of each month. You can read more about that by clicking on the tab that says Amron Nets and get involved, because that is designed to help you stay informed and connected across the American Readout, between communities and individuals, and across the American Readout, as well as in occupied territory throughout the rest of the country, and with other readouts as they emerge. Now, the article says it can be used to keep contact with deployed units around a central base or to communicate between outposts. Ham frequencies can be used to link community regiments to the larger statewide group, and they can be used to link militias between states. Okay, very true. And the militias, I know the Lightfoot, they are using partially, they have incorporated the Amron communication plan into their overall communications strategies so that they can be in the loop as well. And typical ham equipment is very sophisticated and oftentimes can perform a dual service communications as well as the ability to monitor local authorities. But he doesn't say how or why you would want to do that. In an emergency situation, obviously, you'd want to monitor any kind of emergency communications. But ham radio doesn't necessarily allow you to do this. It's typically through scanners that you would monitor local emergency services. And even through that, it would be through your emergency operations center who incorporate ham into that. Anyway, I'm going to probably have to do an article, kind of a parallel article along the side with this one, just to add some clarification on some things. They talk about, for example, where was it? I see many people looking at the new cheap Chinese VHF, UHF walkie-talkies, the radios. These units are everywhere, and many people already own one. With a decent car antenna, you can easily get 10 to 20 miles of coverage, and they're cheap. The 40 channels are not highly popular. Oh, for CB. They're not highly populated. Or where was it? Darn it. There's something in here basically saying that they're basically the same thing as FRS radios. Here we go. Let me read this. I know what I did. I read wrong. Okay, I see many people looking at the new cheap Chinese VHF, UHF walkie-talkies that commonly that are commonly available. Darn it, I just did it again. I'm sorry, I just botched it. So, all right, I'll just skip this because I need to go through. What I did was I copied and pasted it, and now it's out of order. But these are not the same as FRS radio. It implies that basically these new ham radios are basically the same as the FRS radios, and GMRS radios are just as good. And they're not, they're completely different animals. I'll just explain it more in depth. Okay. In detail, when I do that. And, Sam Culper asked me to, just kind of look that over and write, a companion piece to that to kind of shed some light on some of that. Okay. So, I want to encourage you to go check out that magazine, some excellent articles on military intelligence and analysis and just all things, resistance and, partisan and all that good stuff. Great material, to support the Patriots in some really crazy times. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. And I want to leave you, though, with the Partisan Diaries. Now, remember that Codename Chloe has completed and has on CD as well for a $5 contribution. On CD, the full collection of Part 1, The Women of World War II. There will be several parts that are coming. She's working on Part 2 right now. But Part 1 is titled The Women of World War II, and it talks about stories, true life stories from a first-person perspective in a diary format of partisans who fought tyranny, who pushed back and resisted oppression, and some of them made the ultimate sacrifice. Many of them also learned to tell their stories. So there are also a lot of lessons that can be gleaned from here as far as the mindset of the partisan and even some of the tactics and techniques and procedures that they used. Some of them are timeless, but a lot of it is a mindset. And so I want to encourage you to listen to those. We're going to be playing segment 5, which covered is the story of a woman by the name of Deet Emin, and she was a radio operator. And contributed that way. So I'm going to air that right after this broadcast. And then I want to remind you that the Amron Nets are coming up, not this coming week, but the following, the 21st and the 22nd, where Wednesday is digital mode HF communications. That's your long range kind of shortwave radio communications that you can listen to if you have a shortwave radio that has single sideband capabilities. And then on Thursday evening is the voice nets. I'm going to be talking about more of this in detail next week for those of you that are new. And so the voice nets on HF and then also the 2-meter and CH3 nets take place on Thursday evenings as well. And we'll be updating all of that stuff. So you guys have a great, blessed week. And just may the Lord go with you. And be encouraged that you're not a freak, you're not alone, you're not crazy. You actually, what you see, the warning signs on the wall, really is danger. But here's the thing, you're not alone. And this is an opportunity to rebuild. Because a collapse is just another chapter. There's a chapter afterward. Do you want to be a part of that? Because I want you to be a part of that with us. And that's our mission. That's our vision. All right? I'm not even talking about end time stuff. If this is the end times, then so what? We win in the end anyway. But if the end times, a lot of people are like, what do you think with the tribulation? How does this all play? This has nothing to do with that. This would be completely irrelevant. Christ returns, we're gone, so what? But if Christ doesn't return for 40 years, our nation, along with all the other nations that are crumbling and rising and being reconfigured, we've got a role to play in that. Okay, so we need to hope that Christ returns tomorrow, but we better act like he ain't going to be here for 50 years. Does that make sense? Okay, don't check out because it looks like we're at the end times. You got a job to do. There's souls to save. There's believers to encourage. You have a family to look after that you're called to prepare and provide for. It's scriptural to prepare when you see danger. To prepare for it. So anyway, you guys just have a great week. And just keep the emails of support and encouragement coming in. It's so important. And I love hearing from you guys. Our new members, welcome all of our new members to the American Readout Network. Great to have you with us. Be expecting some emails. And they're going to be increasing in frequency. So lots of things, lots of projects that we're going to be working on. And you guys are all going to be included. All right. I will talk to you guys next week for episode 13-20, American Concepts and the Vision for the American Redoubt and our goals. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Until we meet again, good night.